Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Honestly, you spend way too much time on that. Spent it, and I'm talking about porn. That's what I'm talking about.
What?
I was talking about your phone. You always. Oh,
give me your phone.
No, I don't.
Give me your phone.
No, I'm not going to.
Hand over.
Hand over.
What? Hand your phone over.
Well, I'll only hand it over if you hand yours over, and I can look at your internet history.
No.
Oh, there we go.
You can. Yeah, you can.
Okay, I will then.
I wasn't going to look at your internet history.
Oh, you can look
at your screen usage.
Wow. Okay, fine. So I'll get my screen usage up.
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, it's a good fun game. You want to play games?
I don't want to play games.
You want to play games, bitch?
I do want to play Squid Game.
Okay, well, then
Have you watched Squid
Game?
Yes,
I've watched Squid Game. Yes.
What did you think?
I thought that it was... I tell you what, I think people's attention spans are really bad. I think it's a really good... I think it's an amazing show. I think people's attention spans are very bad when it comes to watching TV shows and movies now. And I think the reason why people really liked Squid Game is because it's in Korean, so you have to watch the subtitles in order to engage with it. So people are actually engaging with it much more. And if we engage much more with TV shows and movies, we go, oh my God, they're amazing. I think it's very good though.
Sorry, I literally lost track of what you were talking about then.
Why? Because what you're watching build porn again.
Because my attention span's so low.
Dude, is there something with that?
No, yeah, I don't know. Our attention spans are so diminished now compared to what they used to be. But my mate's been watching it in my flat, but with the dubbed... not the dub, the yeah, when it's dubbed over.
Yeah, it's apparently really bad.
Yeah, it's awful.
You can't. You have to have subtitles.
Yeah, it sounds so ridiculous.
It's like, get over there.
Yeah, it really doesn't work
because it doesn't translate across, does it?
But I reckon if you were in the Squid Games, I think you'd have been shot first. That first game they play,
red light, green light.
Red light, green light. You'd have been. Sorry,
that's what it does.
See, I didn't hear that bit because it was all dubbed, so it was something else.
Oh, I didn't know what they was. It doesn't say what they're saying.
No, I think it goes red light,
red light, green light, red light, green light.
No, it goes red light.
I would say I would get in there and I'd be like, "Sorry, what's going on? Sorry, have we started?" Yep.
Well, you'd go in there with a bomb on.
No, they're cheating. Sorry, can we start? Like,
sorry, you haven't laid out the rules.
yeah. Sorry, I just got. That's what happened. That's 100% what would happen. Did you say you enjoyed it then?
I've not really. I've only watched the first episode or the first two, so I need to get into it.
Okay, well, it's fantastic. Should I tell you what happens?
No.
They all die.
Don't ruin it for me.
Okay, well, I won't ruin it for you if you haven't watched it.
Favorite TV series ever?
Ever?
Yeah.
Great question, Alex.
Made in Chelsea, no, series three.
It's not. I'll give you a little hint. California, here we come.
Oh, The X-Files. I love that show.
Actually, no, Californication was great.
Scully. I was going to say California.
Scully!
Wasn't that her name?
Scully!
Was her name Scully? Scully. Isn't it Scully?
Captain Scully. Professor Scully. Inspector Scully.
I'm sure her name was Scully.
It was Scully, yes.
Scully. Californication is probably one
Snap,
of my...
Snap, padlock, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, I win.
Was probably one of my favorites. It was good.
What games did you used to play?
Hank Moody.
Yeah, great name.
It's a fucking great name.
Great name. What games did you play when you were younger?
Hide the penis, no, I'm joking.
Hide the penis? What kind of game is that? Felipe, our sound engineer, loved that. Felipe played that a lot. When yeah,
he's playing it right now.
I tell you what, we had a swimming pool at my house.
Oh, God.
It's the end of the story. That's about it. No, we had a swimming pool, and in the swimming pool, we had this
surprise, surprise.
Oh my God. What do you mean, surprise, surprise?
No, no, it's not.
Could have been anything, could have built it ourselves.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But what? Okay, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we had a swimming pool, and we had an iceberg, a blown up iceberg in the middle of the swimming pool that we used to all go and sit in. It had a hole in the bottom of it.
Were you a family of penguins?
yeah.
Did you live in a zoo? What are you talking about? I've never seen an inflatable fucking iceberg.
Have you not? No. We had it. It was, there were a few things happened in this iceberg. Firstly, there was a hole in the middle that you could go out of. My sister used to go in and out of the hole like that, like a dolphin. Nothing like a dolphin, but it was fish-like. Oh. And she said, come with me, Jamie, this one time. So I went, okay, fine. And she grabbed my hand and we went out the hole together. And she let go of my hand as we went out. So I just floated back up underneath the iceberg and just waited there underwater. And suddenly she came back down. I saw her face. I remember her face coming towards me thinking, oh, thank fucking God. I was going to drown.
She saved you. Yeah, is your sister older than you?
Yeah, she was 10 years older.
She's
10 years older. So she saved me. Anyway, we sat in this... iceberg with our friends, our family friends, and we showed each other our private parts.
You got your pecker out.
Yeah, I got it out.
You showed amongst family members.
No, it wasn't family members. It was family friends.
Friends of the family.
Friends of the family.
Hey, come over to my iceberg and get your pecker out.
So that happened. And then the other thing that happened with them was we lived on a farm. We had a farm and we went into one of the pens where all the sheep were kept. And we were really young kids and we ran at them. And they all ran against the end thing. We went, and they all ran against. And the third time we did it, the sheep bashed down the thing and all ran away.
I didn't know you lived on a farm.
Yeah.
Did you get up at 5 a.m. and milk some udders? I cannot.
Did you get up at 5 a.m. and milk some udders?
Yeah. Get out and suck on some cow teats.
I did once. There was a goat. We had a goat.
Is this real life? Yes. I can't imagine you in a farm.
Yes, South Farm in Castle Eaton.
Farm.
Yeah, South Farm. It's called South Farm.
Nice. Did you actually look after livestock?
My dad had a farm. Yeah, like Jeremy Clarkson had a farm. My dad had one.
As in, like, he doesn't really do anything.
He worked on it.
He paid people to look after it.
Well, he's not a proper farmer.
No, he's not a proper farmer. He's just got loads of money. He just pays people to do it for him.
No, he didn't pay people. He employs people. He gives part of the community jobs. He did.
So, yeah, okay. All right.
Oh, God. Anyway. What the hell was that? Oh, yeah. We had a goat.
Yeah.
And they said, try some of this milk from the goat. And they sprayed it in my mouth. And it was awful. And I vomited.
Who sprayed it in your mouth?
Some random man. Who are you, sir? I'm the farmer. Okay.
Have you watched that Netflix series?
Squid Game, yeah, it's really good.
it's like celebrities that have taken psychedelics and Sting. I think he's like taking acid or something, like loads of crazy.
Oh, yeah, what is that?
Crazy psychedelics. And he's on a farm.
Is he actually taking it in real life?
Yeah. There's loads of celebrities talking about all the psychedelics that they've taken and their experiences. And he's on a farm and he walks past a shed where someone is rearing a cow is giving birth and the farmer's like, get over here, like come and help me out. So he ends up like helping rear a cow whilst he's like off his face on acid. And he said it was the most mental experience ever. Like it was rearing so nuts. Cow.
I tell you what's even more
like
nuts.
Nearly in tears. Like, oh my God.
What is happening? I tell you what's even more nuts is that there was this baseball player who played for the Yankees and he took acid. And then
whilst playing,
no, but he didn't realize that. Are you about to eat a sweet on the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you're gonna chew into the microphone. It's just so unpleasant for everyone listening.
Quite right at the farm.
I would rear you right now. Oh, that'd be awful. Imagine, that'd be a really horrible torture to treat you like a horse and like bang in like horseshoes to your hands and feet.
Sounds like something out of Saw.
That's awful. Just only thought and put a saddle on you. Oh my God, that noise is terrifying. Here comes Alec.
I'm just in your garden like a little freak show.
Look at all my animals. Oh, we have a horse. Help me.
That's how it starts. You get me on as guest host on the podcast and then slowly.
Suddenly I treat you like a horse. Oh, get in there. Get in there.
Sorry.
So I'm just treating you like a horse. Get in there.
Giddy up. You're slowly.
Nay.
Slowly. Where was slowly I? Getting me ready to become
horse.
Become horse-like. I don't know what you were talking about.
Oh, what was I saying? It was so interesting, and you made me forget it. What were we talking about?
A couple of old blokes.
What were we talking about? We went transitioned. Oh, you talked about taking hallucinogenics, yeah. And that's it. So there was a guy who played for the Yankees.
Yes,
and he took acid. I'm going to get the story slightly incorrect, so people at home, people who are listening can correct me. But he took hallucinogenics, and he woke up the next day still on hallucinogens and didn't realize that his baseball games was that day. Mm. He thought it was a few days later. So went to play baseball and pitched the game. He was the pitcher and pitched what they call a perfect game, which is where the batter never hits it. You never hit and don't need walks high on acid.
But he did, very famous he did thing. It dressed as a giraffe.
He did it. He did it. So he did this whole thing. He pitched a perfect game.
Well, why don't more baseball players take acid then?
Lots of weird things happen in baseball. There's a team called the Los Angeles Angels. Mm. And one of their team players died. He had a heart attack. I think he had a heart attack. I think it was. Or he was shot. I can't remember which one he was. One of the two. But he died. And he was the pitcher. And on his birthday, they laid out things to remind him of this wonderful guy. And the pitcher pitched a perfect game on that day, on his birthday, the day that he died. The day that he's born. He's born on the day that he died. I've messed this story up.
Your attention to detail for these stories is...
Well, why don't you chip in? Why don't you chip in, Mr. Chipper?
I don't know anything about the baseball story.
Yeah, you don't know anything about farming either.
What I do know is that you are a liar. And
a
cheat.
I'm not. What do you mean a liar and a cheat?
You just are. I can see it in your eyes.
Oh my.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
God. Hey, Private Parters. Welcome to a lovely bonus episode of Private Parts. You enjoy these bonus episodes?
They're all right.
You do?
Yeah, they're okay.
You think they're all right?
No, I do. It's nice. It's like therapy.
It is. This is why I quite like it, because you just sit and just chat about nonsense, right? Mm. Also, I want to find out, were you a bad kid at school? Or you a good kid? Did you ever do naughty things?
I was labelled a lovable rogue. That was my tagline.
Why were you?
I was naughty, but I got away with it.
So was I. That was exactly my report.
I don't know if you got away with it.
Yeah, I did. I did. I used to get away with it.
Yeah, I did.
I did. I used to get away with it. My reports used to say to me, getting cross at Jamie is like drowning puppies.
That's quite savage.
I know. It's a horrible thing to do.
Was your teacher a psychopath?
No, it's horrible. The whole point, listen, read into it. Like,
getting cross with Jamie reminded me of the time I drowned some puppies.
No, you just read at surface level. Read underneath it. What he's saying is, it's a horrible thing to do. I don't want to do that thing, but sometimes...
Yeah, it's quite an intense reference.
It's one of the worst. You don't want to drown puppies ever. So getting cross with Jamie is like drowning puppies. It's the worst thing you can possibly do. So you just don't want to do it. But sometimes you have to get cross with me.
What? Did he squeal and make strange noises and go... Blah, blah, blah. What was the worst thing you ever did at school?
I think I told you this when I got an SUB and I ripped up my... That was really bad. And I ripped up my exam and hid it around. That was quite bad.
They found out about that, did they?
They didn't find out about it.
They're going to find out now.
What did I do really naughty at school? Something weird. I used to steal lots of people's sweets. Not people's, but the teacher's sweets. I remember this one time we just arrived at school and I went into Mrs. Logan's room and I went into her top shelf and I found a mega refresher bar, which was a huge...
Oh, they were good.
Yeah.
Big boys.
They were delicious.
Wait, what? And you stole it?
Yeah, I stole it. We had a guy called George in my class and he said something wrong to me. So I got my pen and I flicked it. And I don't know how, but the Parker pen thing came off. And so all of the ink went all over his back. And he went, oh, what's that? Like a little raindrop. He went, oh, nothing. His back looked like a whale had cummed on it. Honestly, there was so much blue everywhere.
Sorry, have you seen a whale cum?
Well, I don't know. It's blue, isn't it? Blue? I don't know. It honestly looked like a jackleed on his back. And I was like, oh, my God. And then Mr. Horton, I think our teacher's name was walking. It was like slow motion. He was walking round the corner. I was like, he's going to see his back. And he came round. He saw his back.
Shame. My two greatest achievements potentially at school.
Mine are better than yours.
Or maybe even life.
Yeah.
First one. Do you remember Akin that was on the show?
Yeah, I saw Akin the other day.
Okay. We were in class together. He was a little bit. He was a naughty kid as well, and we used to try and like fuck with each other.
Anyway, somebody like flirting with each
anyway.
Other. Oh, we just try to like mess with each other. It's kind of cute.
It was hot. It was kind of hot.
So hot. We just try to mess with each other.
Anyway, we were in class one day and I managed to get my, we had like a prep book, like a diary book.
Yeah, yeah.
I managed to get my prep book and throw it at my own head and pretend that it had come from him and he got detention. And I was like, yes! He got sent out and got detention. That was one of the best things. We were in the dining hall and I got a pee.
Yeah.
And there was a girl that had she had like a thong on and like her jeans were like sort of poking out so you could see her bum crack. And at that age, as boys, everyone's like, whoa.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I got a pee and I flicked it from like the other side of the dining hall and it went down the crack and literally the whole place erupted.
I had
champagne
suddenly got champagne in your hands and just everything. Oh, cigarettes.
Crowd surfing. Yeah.
I had that once in, I was in Portugal with my friend Charlie and he was sitting in the middle of the pool. Like right in the middle of it, and he was holding a glass drink. And my mum was like, don't take glass into the pool. And I was like, okay.
Sorry, was your mum Alan Partridge?
Yeah, sorry, she was. She was auditioning for the role at the time. She's quite method. What she does. Anyway, I got a golf ball and a golf club and chipped it. And the ball went, phew, in there, landed on one side of the pool, boop, went all the way to the other side of the pool, banded the edge, boop, and went all the way back into the pool, landed in his glass and smashed the glass into the pool. It was a great moment until we realized that the pool had glass in it. We had to get it out.
Oh, shit.
That's dangerous.
You silly, silly.
That happened once. And then this other time I was on the top bunk and my brother was on the bottom bunk and I woke up in the middle of the night and my pillow fell off the edge. And as it was falling, I caught it midair. And even my brother down below went, good catch. Because he was also acting for Alan Partridge.
Living in the movie Step Brothers.
He did. Honestly, I caught him. He went, good catch.
Was he just awake? Like waiting for...
Yeah, waiting for it to happen.
Waiting for pillow mischief.
will you catch anything else that comes my way?
I've never seen a dining hall full of boys more jealous of a pee before. Ever wanted to be that pee going.
Those moments, they're amazing. The moment that I realized I could catch anything in my mouth was I'm always on these holidays.
Sorry. You could catch anything in
your mouth. Yeah. Throw me a watermelon, I'll catch it in my mouth. Throw me a train or a Smeg fridge, I'll catch it in my mouth. Anyway, I was on I was on a skiing holiday, always on holiday, and I was standing below the chairlift, and my stepfather said, "Do you want a Snickers?" and held up a Snickers. And I said, "Yeah, throw it to me," about 10 meters away. And he threw me a Snickers, and it landed lengthways into my mouth, and the whole chairlift went, "What?" And then champagne, we had cigarettes, and we were back at your school. Metron, we did it! Where's the girl with the pee?
We had a teacher who was
trying to up me each time.
Well, it's actually not going to up your story, but we had a teacher that he used to hate us making noise in the dining hall, and he would always
so you had to eat silently.
Yeah, well, we couldn't make noise. There was a hi-fi stereo in there, and one day he stepped out of the dining hall. He stepped out of the dining hall for 3 seconds. Someone spotted it and they were like, go. Went, closed the door, bolted it closed, went over to the hi-fi and put a Swedish death metal track, a CD on. And he was just banging on the door for ages. It was a lot of fun. I think we had a food fight as well.
I had a food fight.
That caviar.
Yeah. Oh, watch out for that smoked bagel.
The Pinot Noir's gone everywhere. Oh God, I hope Pino comes out of my
I'll have my morning suit.
I was gonna say lapels. What's a lapel?
It's what you have in your jacket.
God, I can't imagine what your school was like.
It's exactly the same as your school.
It wasn't.
It was. What it do you was, mean it wasn't? It wasn't.
My dad actually went to your school. He got expelled.
Did your dad go to Radley?
Yeah, he got expelled age 16.
Did he?
He hated it.
Because he got expelled?
Full of he said.
that's naughty language.
Yeah, we'll beat that one.
Yeah, you're going to have to beat that up. What did he get expelled for?
Buggery. I don't know. I have no idea. He was just a bit of a rogue.
All right, all you lovely private parters. We just wanted to do another little bonus episode, as always, for you on your Wednesday episode. Hey, we just thank you so much once again for listening always to our podcast. It really means a huge amount that you spend your time listening to us ramble on about nothing. And we just really enjoy it. So please do share it with others. Leave us a review on the iTunes. It really helps other people finding our podcast, and maybe grade us.
Please do, because if you don't, Jamie won't be able to buy another house. So your listens...
No, can I tell you what? This podcast is for free. It's a free podcast.
Yes, but it makes you money.
Yeah. It's a free podcast. Yeah. It's a free podcast. Tell your friends. Do you want to listen to something for free? You can. Go and listen to this hilarious episode with Jamie and Alex. Go and tell your friend. Hey, you on the tube listening to this right now, laugh and nudge the person next to you and say, you should listen to this. It's free.
And they'll say, fuck off. Don't touch me.
No, they won't. Just do it. And send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com. That's contact@privatepartspodcast.com. Slide into our DMs @privatepodcast and send us some charity reviews on our LinkedIn, on our Instagram page. Right, Alex Mitten, lead us out with a wicked song.
No.
Oh.
I'm not a monkey.
All right, we'll see you on Friday. Ta-ra. Ta-ra. Bye.
Toodle pips.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.